There are multiple themes that John actually, not only was there an evangelist, but there was a Jonanine school, we know, and there was an editor that added this story on at the end of John's gospel. But there are multiple themes throughout his gospel. And one of the themes I'm going to talk about today is light. And before I do, I just want to go back to the woman's retreat this morning. I had about 80 women here for a retreat this morning and throughout the day, and I had the privilege and the honor to be there with them for Mass. And then they kicked me out. But I left them with an image. I love to play with images and images of God. And a lot of people get stuck on one image, being the Father, and that becomes an idol, because God is not Father, God is not Mother, God has no gender. But anyways, I left them with this image. And I read it in the book that my group that I have is, we read books and share insights. And the Hasidic, a Jewish Hasidic saying that around every person, around you, around me, around every person, are a legion of angels. And they're all pointing at you and at me and at them and saying, "Behold the image of God." I like that. Behold the image of God. Because that's what we are. We're made in the image of God. And one of the things about God is light. John tells us the apostles have been fishing all night, and they caught nothing. And as the sun was coming up, dawn, Jesus appeared to them. He not only gave them all the fish that they could handle, but he was busy preparing breakfast for them. On the surface, John is simply describing the scene for us in this lovely story of one of the Jesus' appearances after the resurrection. We're told that this was the third time. But as often happens in this gospel, in John's gospel, and it's true of the other gospels, but more so in John, there's a deeper meaning in what he's trying to tell us. And if you just take the story as literal, you don't understand what the message is. In this passage about night and dawn, darkness and light, John is doing more than simply telling us the time of day. Let me explain. John's gospel begins with what words? In the beginning. Well, what's so important about these words? In the beginning. These are the very words that begin all of Scripture that is found in the book of Genesis. The first words from the book of Genesis, in the beginning. What does that have to do with light and darkness? When God began to create the world, the first thing he created was light. So after John begins his gospel by telling us in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, he goes on to tell us he created everything there is. Nothing exists that he did not create. Life itself was in him, and this life was the light of all peoples. John's theme continues, that not everyone accepted the light, but the light was unable to be put out. The image of light and darkness continues to weave its way all through John. In chapter 3, if you recall, we hear about the Pharisee named Nicodemus, who was curious about this Jesus and his teachings. And he wanted to know more about him. So he came to Jesus when? At night, we're told. It was a practical thing to do, considering the hostility against Jesus. but a symbolic detail for John as well. Nicodemus was seeking the light until he was enlightened by Jesus. He was in the dark. Again, in the 9th chapter of John, we hear the story about Jesus healing the man born blind. The whole chapter contrasts the blindness of the Pharisees, people who had sight, but whose minds and hearts were closed to the light, with the insights of this blind man, the one who lived in darkness all his life until he met Jesus. In this chapter, John has Jesus saying clearly, "I am the light of the world." And then when we get to the Last Supper in John's Gospel, there's a little sentence there that might seem unimportant all by itself, but knowing John's symbolism, it has a great depth of meaning. Judas was about to betray Jesus. And as he left the supper room, John tells us what? It was night. For Judas, it was night as he walked off into the darkness. So when we hear today's gospel, we're told that the apostles were fishing all night. What did they accomplish? Without Jesus, the author is telling us, they accomplished nothing. Nothing. With the dawn, the Lord shows up. And the one who is the light of the world changes everything for them. Are there times in your life when you feel like you're working hard and you're going nowhere? I'm sure it's happened in yours. It happens in my life all the time. Perhaps reflecting on St. John's themes of light and darkness in today's gospel will remind us of the words that Jesus used at the Last Supper, and that is this: without me, you can do nothing. And with Jesus in our lives, we can do everything. Without the Eucharist, we can do nothing. Once again, I'll end with this. It's another theme that runs throughout. But what is Jesus doing for them? He's preparing breakfast for them. Food. He's providing food for them. Here again, what does it remind us of? The loaves and the fishes, and providing for those thousands, right? It reminds us, of course, of the Eucharist. They have an Eucharist there at the beach. My favorite place to do it. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are not only taught by the light, but we are fed by the light. And I was just thinking as I come in here in confessional, we have the liturgy of the word to lighten, bring light to us, but also the Eucharist to feed our souls. The food of our soul cells, our inner being, is light. And so as we ingest communion, our animal or organic cells digest the bread and the grape. In our deepest cells, at the core of our being, in our souls, we ingest the light. And that light illumines the soul and it strengthens it until it ultimately transforms the body. The author of John is telling us that throughout his gospel, that we are loved by light, we are taught by light, we are forgiven by light, and we are transfigured by light. And most profoundly, we all exist eternally as light and love. Same thing. That is what and who we are at the core of our being. So, let your light, your love, your life shine in and on all the darkness that you discover within you and around you.